Let's see. That was all I was thinking about, traveling. I wonder how much traveling people did. Did people usually stay in one area?
Stayed in one area pretty close.
Uh-huh. Just right around Canton. How far were the houses apart, usually?
Well,
they varied. Some of them live, they wasn't there, live right close together like in town now. Some people live, be maybe a mile than your neighbor.
But people had their farms, several acres for every farm, and each family lived on their own farm, and that made the havers.
How many acres did people usually have? Or did it vary too much?
If they had a full lot, it was 160 acres.
160? Mm-hmm. Is a full lot.
Yeah.
But some owned half a lot, or a smaller man. And sometimes some people had owned more than a lot.
What is a lot besides being, were they sold in those portions, you mean, by the government? Or what's a lot? What was the idea behind
it? When they surveyed the country out, they surveyed down, just cut it up in blocks, and 160 acres in a block. Line run north and south and east and west.
Oh, I see. And that was just a way to do it. That's the way the surveyors did it.
That's the way they done it when they surveyed that country.
That's the way to find out where your line was. They'd call it the land line.
I see. I didn't even think about that. When you bought land or a house or something, did you have to register it, or did you have to go through any big deal with a deed and stuff like that?
Yeah, you had to have deeds. The one that you bought it from had to give you a deed.
Uh-huh.
And it was recorded in the court.
You had that recorded.
But it's all recorded. Everybody's land was recorded.
Uh-huh. I guess they had elections for people in the county. Did it go by counties, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Districts.
Do you remember people voting in elections real early, as far back as you can remember?
As far back as I can remember, they were.
What was it like? Did they campaign like they do now? Make big noise?
I don't think they made so much of an issue of it as they do now.
Wasn't near as many people way back then as now.
I guess that's true.
Women didn't vote back then, just the men. They had to be 21-year-old before they could.
It was pretty lively times around election time, as far back as I can remember.
Do you remember any special incidents about that? I mean, any little stories about election time?
I don't believe that I do. Mm-hmm. Do you?
I just wondered what it was like, if it was any different.
One district, that's where I go to vote now. They call it Shaker Egg. They said the reason they called it that way back out, they'd have lots of candidates that send liquor, get somebody to take liquor and treat everybody, get them vote for them. They'd get about drunk and they'd fight, and they just called it Shake Rag.
Shake
Rag.
Oh, Shake Rag. Shake Rag District.
Oh,
I never did know why.
That's what I've heard. I don't know. I know that's the name it goes by now.
One way to get them to vote for them.
Someone change your vote. Get drunk, I guess.
Well, funny thing. That's probably still happens today. I was wondering if you, in addition to having farm animals, like that you would butcher or keep for the wool or the feathers, if you kept pets. Did people keep pets too?
I don't think so. Pets. What?
Pets, dogs and things?
Oh, I thought you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, we had dogs and cats. But I don't think they, not like they do now, just everybody had one just for pets like they do now.
Mm-hmm.